Tony Gilbert is an advertising and commercial photographer who's taken some very beautiful pictures of some of the objects in our collection. He's also photographed food for adverts, and so I asked him what the challenges would be of photographing a scene like Willem Claes Haider's beautifully restrained still life.
I think the problem with photographing a scene like this, if I was commissioned to do it today, is to make it look natural when it obviously isn't. Every single element in that picture has been placed exactly where it is for a reason. And the difficulty is of creating something that's constructed that looks like it hasn't been constructed. It's intended to look like somebody just stepped up and moved away from the table. But in fact, every single one of those pieces has been placed where it is. And if you move one of them, the composition wouldn't be as effective. But if you look at the way all the pieces are slightly overlapping, there's gaps between them to show the shape, nothing important is obscured. And in fact, even things like the dust and the broken bits of nutshells have all been very carefully placed. In a real situation, pieces of debris would go everywhere. They'd be all over the white cloth. The knives would be dirty. There'd be marks on the glasses. And getting something to look real and original like that is actually quite difficult. It's all been positioned very carefully for compositional reasons, to lead your eye through it and to make each individual piece visible and distinguishable and identifiable. It almost looks like the far left plate and the nuts on the left-hand side were added later. They're not located in the scene the way the other items are. There's no shadows on them. They don't seem to fit as well. That's slightly odd. It's possible they were added later to fill in the gap, but for composition reasons. When you're photographing food, the problem is that the attractive qualities of food, taste, texture, aroma, those kind of things, you haven't got access to those. You can't shoot them, so you have to suggest these things with the photograph. So that's done by lighting and choice of angle, and also choice of composition. Because if you've got one photograph that shows a selection of items with no kind of compositional intent, then the eyes of the viewer will just wash over it and they won't take in what you want them to. But if you light it in a particular way and use light and shadow and sharpness, then the viewer will take away the message you want because their eyes will be directed to the thing you want them to look at. And this one here, I'm thinking I'm looking straight at the top of the pie. That's the brightest point. All the lines seem to lead to it. And then your eye moves away around the other items. So I would say, if I had to guess that was an advertising shot, I would say it was for the pie, not for the lemon.